Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Happy Saturday morning. I'm glad you're here because we've got a couple of great local guests for you this weekend. One of them, as always, is Bob Loomis with Max Lure. He has got the perfect lure for those Umpqua and Columbia River shad that are finning their way upstream in the weeks to come, and he's got some great advice on how to fish this lure, too. The annual Pike Minnow Sport Reward Fishery is officially underway on the Columbia River and portions of the Snake, and Eric Winther with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife will join us to tell you where the early season hotspots are so you can catch some fish and make some money. Before we talk shad and pike minnow, though, let's talk about what's hot and what's not here in the Pacific Northwest, brought to you by your Puget Sound area Sportsman's Warehouse stores in Everett, Silverdale, Federal Way, and Puyallup, which are having some good sales for a variety of things to include hiking boots. Those will come in handy this summer. We've got the results from last weekend's Rod Meisberg Walleye Classic at Potholes Reservoir. I always enjoy keeping track of this spring walleye tournament dedicated to Rod Meisberg, the man that founded Mardon Resort. 92 anglers competed, and the largest walleye caught was a dandy, an 8.4-pounder caught by the team of Alan Buchan and Ron Smith, but their big fish didn't get them to the top spot. Nope, the first-place team, Scott Spalding and Chris Shamer, their two-day total, 41 pounds of walleye. Well done. If you just have to get to the beach one more time to dig razor clams, you'll be happy to know Mock Rocks near MoClips is open today through Monday. Low tide today is happening, well, about right now. And tomorrow, it occurs at 7:41 a.m. On the other hand, if this weekend doesn't work out, there's always the Northern Oregon coast. Bay clamming, as well as crabbing, has been picking up nicely towards Tillamook and Garibaldi. Checking in with NorthwestFishingReports.com, poster RC's had an incredible day on Whatcom Lake near Bellingham recently, where he said the kokanee were everywhere near the surface and they were even jumping. The fishing was so good he couldn't get his downrigger gear down at first because the one leaded line rig he put out was getting so many hookups. He caught a limit of these tasty fish in a hurry, and he reports they were present in abundance all over Whatcom Lake. What's not hot is funding for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. While they did get a big chunk of money to help with salmon hatchery production that should help both orca whales and fishermen, they only got 77% of the operating funds they hoped for, and the Columbia River endorsement was not approved and will go away June 1st. However, if you already bought your endorsement like I did, you won't be getting a refund. So the question becomes, why did a license fee increase and the Columbia River endorsement renewal fail? I'll give you my 2 cents worth. It all goes back to a poor decision by the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission in early April to roll back promised commercial gillnet fishery reforms in the lower Columbia River that would have benefited wild salmon and steelhead. The blowback from organizations like the Coastal Conservation Association and the Northwest Sport Fishing Industry Association and the sport anglers that supported those groups reached the ears of representatives and senators in Washington State, and I personally believe the withholding of these funds is a direct result of this. In other words, the Fish and Wildlife Commission shot the agency they are managing in the foot, a true political, self-inflicted gunshot wound that is going to impact this agency, which has been operating on a financial shoestring for years. And with that, you now know what's hot and what's not right here in the Pacific Northwest.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation.
From well-known saltwater hotspots to hidden alpine lakes, learn the latest in tips, tackle, and techniques to help you catch more fish.
It's going to be a great show.
Northwest Fishing Reports, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Q13 Fox.
Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. Right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
The Northern Pike Minnow Sport Reward Fishery Program is off and running. This is the program where you catch pike minnow out of the Columbia River. You turn them in and you get money. And you can make a lot of money, anywhere from $5, $6, or more, depending on how many fish you catch. Or if you catch a tagged fish, $500. The website to find out more, pikeminnow.org. And we've got Eric Winther with us. He has got the first statistics of the year as to where those pike minnow are biting right now. Eric, where are the hot spots?
Hey, John. Well, we got our first week of the season in the books. Got a little over 4,000 fish for the week. Looks like the hot spots are staying in the lower river. If you recall, Kathlamet was our number one station last year for the first time ever. Well, they were pretty darn good this past week. Had 322 fish there. But the real big one was Washougal. They had 863. And the other stations along and through there, pretty darn good fishing there as well.
Question for you, especially as we roll into June and those shad are coming upstream, are there bank opportunities in that Kathlamet and that Washougal area where you could feasibly catch both shad and catch pike minnow?
Yeah, there's some areas like that. Definitely around here, a lot of people shad fish up close to Bonneville Dam. And so they're as close to the dam as they can get. But just downstream from there, there's a boat ramp. And along through that area is pretty good pike minnow fishing. So that would be one spot. Beacon Rock would be another spot. And there's a number of places as you get down towards Kathlamet where you get some islands and where the bridge goes over to Puget Island that could have access to both of those as an option too.
So I'm putting that bug in your mind, folks, if you want to do a combined fishing day where you can catch some of those expected 6 million shad coming back and make some money in the progress so that you'll come home with some crab or sturgeon bait and come home with some money in your pocket once those vouchers are cashed in. This would be a great opportunity. Again, the hot spots right now are Washougal and Kathlamet. That's where the pike minnow are biting. That's where you can go and make some money right now. You don't have to wait till the shad get here. Head on down there, make some money. Find out more at pikeminnow.org. Thanks as always, Eric.
Sure, John. Numbers will be up on the website too.
From well-known saltwater hotspots to hidden alpine lakes, learn the latest in tips, tackle, and techniques to help you catch more fish.
It's going to be a great show.
Northwest Fishing Reports, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Q13 Fox.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It's that time again.
Fish on.
It's time for another Max Minute. And with us here is Bob Loomis after far too long of an absence. Bob, great to have you back on the show.
Thank you, John. I'm excited.
So, Bob, come May and June, it is shad fishing time, and you can catch them on several streams in the Northwest. The Umpqua in Oregon, the Suslaw is another river that has shad, and of course, the Columbia River, which has millions of shad, and you can intercept those below John Day, McNary, and of course, Bonneville Dam. But what to use? It turns out Max Lure has a lure just for shad fishing. Tell our listeners about it.
John, we've got what we call the Smile Blade Shad Slammer. And, you know, it's a small ultralight spinner. It's something that attracts the shad with the different types of colors, you know, a lot of the chartreuses, things like that. It's made with high UV beads. It's got a small wedding ring band in there. And it's also got a small smile blade. So you get not only the UV attraction with the light as well as the attraction off the wedding ring band, but you also get the smile blade movement and colors.
Not only that, it's got the perfect size red hook, and folks, red hooks really do work to attract the fish. Let's talk about how to fish this from a boat and from the shore. We'll start off from the boat. How do you fish the Shad Slammer?
you'd fish it like any other type of spinner or shad dart or whatever. You're getting it over the side, getting it down in the current, down where the fish are. And since it's a spinner blade, it's obviously going to attract fish to itself. So you're fishing with a heavier amount of lead to keep yourself down. But you can also fish it the same way out of a boat or off the bank, drift fishing it, just like you would with a shad dart or any other type of small spinner.
Well, I have no doubt that this small little spinner with the red hook and the smile blade is going to catch a lot of shad. Folks, if you want to get the Shad Slammer, a couple ways to do it. Look for it at a sporting goods store near you, or just go online to maxlure.com and look for the Shad Slammer. Stock up on these lures so you can catch all sorts of those feisty, fun fish this spring. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.